The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, where we talk to some of our member businesses, get to know a little bit more in detail about what they do, how they do it, and how you can engage as a consumer, customer, or perhaps even if you're looking for employment or engagement with these many organizations that are part of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And it's a pleasure today to talk about a business that is creative, doing something a little different, bringing it to the town of North Haven, engaging in all sorts of age groups. How about a business that appeals to the very young and people who are octogenarians, who are enjoying virtual reality? Experiment Virtual Reality is in Washington Avenue. It's in the Stop and Shop Plaza on Washington Avenue. It's ready for events and parties and things that you can do to just have fun as one person or as many people. And joining us from the North Haven facility here, there is another one in trouble, we should point out, is Igor Lochtin, who's with us. And Igor, it's good to have you here in the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Ray. Thank you for having me.
Very fun place. You go in the storefront there, immediately you feel like you're a gamer.
Yeah, true. It is. The best part, honestly, is that it's not just for gamers, right? You know, you're physically doing things that you would normally might not be doing in real life, and you can get to do anything you kind of want. We have over 100 different experiences and games, escape rooms. So it's pretty cool. As you touched on, it's good for all ages, and everybody can play together.
Absolutely. And one thing I think I find with something like this, we're finding so many things that are virtual these days. We have other chamber members where they offer virtual golf. You can play Pebble Beach. You can play Augusta. You can play a variety of golf courses virtually. Yep. I bring your clubs. And the same thing here, all these wild experimental opportunities for people. So give us a little bit of a tour, if you can. We'll give a visual tour here on an audio podcast. Take us around and talk about some of the types of games and engagements you have at Experiment Virtual Reality.
Yeah, for sure. So we have everything from, you know, music and design type games where you can draw in 3D, which is really cool. You can create your own music in 3D, like a DJ. And then there are like rhythm type games where one of the most popular ones is you have lightsabers, like Star Wars lightsabers in your hands, and there's blocks coming at you kind of like a Guitar Hero type, and you're slicing and dicing the beats to the song. There's laser tag, there's a bunch of zombie type games. There's escape rooms. We have about 10 to 12 different escape rooms where you could go on different journeys. There's Alice in Wonderland type escape room. There's a prison break escape room. So we kind of have something for everybody, all ages. Pretty much we try to do 7 and up. So ages from 7 to, 107. Can experience VR. And there's games that are very interactive. And then there are experiences that are more peaceful where, tranquil, that you could sit down and just enjoy the beach or underwater experiences like that. There's a roller coaster. So there's a lot. We have about 100 different experiences, and there's always something for somebody.
Glad you mentioned just sit down and enjoy the beach. I think some people forget that virtual reality is really sometimes escapism. It's a healthy way for your mind to detach from the stress of day in and day out life. So let's talk about some of those programs. If you're looking for an hour of escape, or you want to take a tour, maybe go on a mini vacation for an hour, you have programs that allow you to do that.
Yes, for sure. There's historical programs where there's things that have been recreated from the past that you can actually go and experience. And then there are, there's things that you can create on your own. There's one where you go on to like a beach and you could walk around the beach. You can create palm trees. You could create, your own landscape, however you'd like. And you just explore. You could go into the actual water and go down and look at the little fish that are swimming around. So, there's really a bunch of cool different experiences, and you really can get lost in any experience. And the best part is, at any time, whenever you feel like changing it, you can change it. So you can control your experiences however you'd like throughout your time. That's one of the best parts about it is, you get you to control what you want to experience. We can always suggest stuff for you guys as well too. So if anybody doesn't know what they want to do, we'll find you something for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm curious what it would be like if I just came in cold during your hours of operation without calling ahead. I just walked in and I said, gee, I'd like to know a little bit more about what I'd like to play if I'm undefined. And I say, well, you're going to ask questions about, well, what kind of experience do you want? You want to play a game? You want to do something from an historical perspective? I'm sure you would help somebody and assist them so that the experience first time over would be a beneficial one. Someone wouldn't feel totally lost, because they may not understand virtual reality.
For sure. We have, since we do have a big library, we try to give everybody an option, right? Or their options. The first thing we do usually, we'll start with the library. And if it's a group, then we'll, focus on the multiplayer games or multiplayer experiences. And then we know which ones are a little bit easier depending, we'll talk to the group and see, what kind of level they want to be at. If they're a little bit more experienced with gaming and stuff, we'll give them, the more intense games. But if it's their first time and they want to take it easy, then, obviously we'll recommend those as well. If it's just like a single person, one person that just coming in just to play on their own, we'll start with those single player experiences. And we kind of everybody's different, so we try to feel everybody out, ask them a few questions on where they want to be, and then start their experience when we're all ready.
Well, I'm amazed at the variety you mentioned in terms of age groups, demographic groups from 7 to 107 years old. Love the quote, I might add, Igor. And I come in and I want to party. So if I'm bringing in kids, you have an opportunity to work with them. If you're bringing in seniors, you have an opportunity to work with them. So this is very demographically driven. You have products that are perfect for age groups.
Yeah, for sure. So like even like just today, we had two reservations that came in. One was for a birthday party for a group of 10-year-olds. And then the other one was for a group of adults for a team building, a corporate event, about 18 adults. Same type of experiences, but they can't all be experienced for all ages. So we have, I'm sure the kids will play. We have like a couple of shooting games, like laser tag, paintball, stuff like that. And we could get all 10 people into that same experience playing together, which is kind of the best part about VR is you could all play together, but at the same time you can isolate yourself if you want to be on your own. And then as far as like the adults, those same laser tag type games and paintball and shooting zombies, they love to do that too, right? And that's a great team building experience too, because either you're all on the same team or you're split up into two groups and you're playing against each other. So it's a nice team building activity.
So there are corporations, small businesses of 10, perhaps even businesses
20, yep.
or 100, yeah, that can come in. A part of their or group can come in and do that team building, which is great. Also, parties. You mentioned the parties. Talk about the party atmosphere. It's a very colorful, it's very upbeat facility you have.
Yeah, thank you. You know, nice colors, red, blue, gray. That's our branding colors. Everything's in VR though, right? So once you put on those glasses, you kind of don't see the real world. You know, so for the parties we get, usually it's around 10 kids or adults, but we could do up to 20 at a time playing VR in either location. And but that doesn't mean that we can't have more. So we have TVs all around, and each TV shows the first person point of view of the person that's in the VR. So whoever's not playing can also kind of experience what everybody else is doing and see what everybody else is doing. So it's also fun to watch, as it is to play. Obviously not as fun as it is to play. We also do school field trips. We have a lot of educational games and experiences too. Just about 2 weeks ago, we did New Haven Public Schools. They brought in their, actually, it wasn't public schools, but it was a private school, but they brought in about, I think it was like 75 students over the course of 3 hours. And we split them up into about four different groups. We had two groups doing some STEM activities in our back area. And then the other two groups were playing VR. And then, you know, we swapped. So they all got to do, you know, some educational VR experiences. They got to do some fun VR experiences. And then they also did a STEM activity, like a team building STEM activity together as well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you also are community focused too. You sort of like to partner with some groups that or nonprofits, for example, for fundraising. I mean, this is school groups and you know, little leagues and you name it.
We're happy to do fundraisers. We offer, you know, I think 10 or 15% back on all the sales. We also do a raffle that they get to keep 100% of the proceeds. And we are actually partnering with Soldier Strong. They're out in Stanford, and they are they create VR programs for soldiers that come back from the wars, you know, for PTSD. And hopefully we will have some more information on that, but I think we're planning on a big fundraiser with them in June.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you're partnering with so many organizations. And just in terms of technology, which is fascinating, I think, for a lot of people who perhaps are seeing the emerging technology that's coming with this, the fact that it's helped veterans with PTSD, the fact that it helps school children with their education and their learning, helps seniors with memory retention and learning new experiences, or just adults want to have a lot of fun. It's a technologically very advanced system. So the digital pixelation, the actual visuals of this are remarkably clear and clean, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good and they're always getting better. We just got a couple of new headsets in that came out from Vive, and those are really nice and very comfortable. They're a lot lighter. A lot of people complain that the headsets are a little heavier on the heavy side, especially the younger kids. But you know, now they're using some new materials, new plastics that are, you know, lighter than what they have been using, and it makes everything a little bit more immersive.
Reviews you're getting are outstanding
Thank you.
online. The Facebook, the Google reviews, I mean, they're all pretty much in the 5-star range. So it's a very happy customer experience for
Yeah.
people who are coming in.
Yep. Thank you, especially to my manager, Scott, over there. He's doing an awesome job.
Yeah. Well, we have two locations, North Haven, and there is one in Trumbull, just so you know, down the little cross going on the Merritt Parkway in Fairfield County. So, Experiment Virtual Reality is open 5 days a week. Igor, I know you've got hours that are posted. So, you've got your afternoon hours Wednesday, Thursday, 4 to 8, Friday, 4 to 9, Saturday, 11 to 9, Sunday, 11 to 6. so capable of, particularly on weekends, of servicing people. So if people want more information, if they want to book a party, they want to do a corporate retreat, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. Website is experimentvr.com. So experimentvr.com. All our social media is the same. Experiment VR. Email is info@experimentvr.com. Or you could just search for, you know, virtual reality in Connecticut. Usually we pop up right on top on Google. We were working hard on that. And we're also open to opening outside of normal business hours too. If it's a group or camp or, you know, schools, we can accommodate usually pretty much any time.
Lots going on. Good. Well, it's Experiment Virtual Reality in North Haven. It's the Stop and Shop Plaza. It's 89 Washington Avenue. Igor Lockton, thank you so much. Experiment Virtual Reality, thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast today.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson@quincham.com.